So quite often our decisions can have many consequences, and it's not so easy to decide what is right and wrong because there are shades of gray. So how do we take the right decisions? Usually it is that Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that if I have gone off track, and that is not that, it doesn't mean that I have to come back and start again. From wherever I have gone off track, then I come back on track. So basically he makes the point that, you know, spirituality is not a rejection of whatever we have done in the material life. It is rather, wherever I have come in the material life, from that point I become spiritual. You don't have to reject what I have done in the past. He talks it in the context of, you know, some people think progress means rejecting whatever the past has given, because past is all old-fashioned. He says, no, in the past also they learn. We move forward from there and learn forward, learn onwards. So like that, when we take decisions, we use the best intelligence that we have. We take the best guidance that is available and take a particular decision. And then if it doesn't work out right, you know, we may change that. And we just come back on track. So there are consequences, no doubt. But then that's what life is. We never have omniscience to know everything about a particular situation before we make a decision. Prabhupada writes in a purport that a devotee may be perplexed, but a devotee is never discouraged. Now, discouraged means I don't feel like doing anything. Perplexed means that I don't know what to do. So perplexity is possible. So Srila Prabhupada also says that in Markandeya Bhagavad Dharma, Ache kicho karja tabe ei anumane, nahe keno ani bena ei ugrasthane. My dear Lord, you must have some work for me to do. Otherwise, why would you have brought me here? Now, the point relevant is, he is using the word anumane. Anumane, it is my anuman, it is my guess that you must have some purpose here. So it is not that Prabhupada knew clearly, I'll go here and I'll meet this person and this person will become a devotee, I'll open a center here. No, Prabhupada was basically taking steps on what worked out. So one thing worked out fine, if it didn't work out, he took some other step. He was just trying out. So in real life, even a pure devotee may not always have complete omniscience about how to serve Krishna. There is complete conviction that I am going to serve Krishna no matter what happens. But how exactly serve Krishna, that may be revealed according to time, place, circumstance. And so we focus on the principle of service, and usually, you know, the service attitude is like a torture light. When there's darkness around me, if I want to see the full road ahead, I can't see it. And I don't even know when the light is going to come. So I may just be stay trapped over here. But if I have a torchlight, the torchlight can show me one step ahead. I take that one step ahead, the torchlight shows me further one step ahead. So like that, we can move on. And eventually, when the darkness goes, the light comes, we can see more clearly. So similarly, if you have that service attitude, Krishna, how can I serve you now? What can I do to serve you in this situation? Okay, one step forward. And eventually, things will become clearer about how we can serve Krishna. So sometimes there are serious decisions to make, but decisions are always dynamic. If I find this is all going off track, bring it back on track. And yes, there will be consequences of certain less than correct decisions, but then we learn from experience. And you know, Krishna is so expert that sometimes Krishna can bring good out of the bad also. If you look at Srila Prabhupada's life, you know, the 40 years which he tried to preach and couldn't preach so well and didn't get so much success. Eventually, when he got so much success, that was to his glory. So, of course, we can't say that it was bad. It's ultimately Krishna's plan. But the point is that even when something seems to be bad, Krishna can bring the good out of it eventually. So we focus on trying to serve Krishna to the best of our capacity, best of our intelligence, taking decisions accordingly. And eventually Krishna will make things outright. Hare Krishna.